Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ramkrishna Forgings Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Nuvama Wealth Management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Shah from Nuvama Wealth Management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, I would like to welcome you all to the Q3 FY25 earnings call of Ramkrishna Forgings. I would like to thank the management for giving us this opportunity. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Naresh Jalan, Managing Director, Mr. Chaitanya Jalan, Full-Time Director, Mr. Lalit Kumar Khetan, Full-Time Director and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Milesh Gandhi, Full-Time Director, Marketing, and Mr. Rajesh Mundhra, Vice President, Finance and Company Secretary. Before we begin, may I remind you of safe harbor? The management may be making some forward-looking statements that have to be understood in conjunction with the uncertainties and the risks the company faces. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Lalit Kumar Khetan for opening remarks. Over to you, Lalit, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and best wishes to all participants for a happy and prosperous New Year. Amid continued macroeconomic challenges, I am pleased to report a robust performance for the third quarter. The demand for light vehicles and two-wheelers remains encouraging in both domestic and international markets, though demand for commercial vehicles has moderated comparatively. Despite the moderation in CV demand, we have achieved strong volume growth driven by increased business share across several customers and momentum from new component pipelines. We are able to achieve this due to focus on value-added products and excellence in product engineering. Our strategic focus on diversification continues to move ahead. We are excited to share that our offerings for two-wheelers and passenger vehicles are set to launch in the upcoming period, adding further growth avenues in the automotive sector while reducing our current high dependence on the commercial vehicles. The quarter has seen further progress on integration and capacity ramp-up of our recently acquired subsidiaries, including tying up of financing. These efforts will result in enhancement of capacities in forgings while adding capabilities in castings, allowing us to diversify beyond the predominantly forging-based business. We have already announced that aluminum forging facility of 3,000 metric tons at Jamshedpur in the last quarter. This initiative will cater to electric vehicle segment, forming a foundation for our plan to address opportunity in this segment. Additionally, we are going to commence very shortly the cold forging capability of 25,000 tons and in the very near term, hot forging capability of 40,000 tons. In North America region, Ramkrishna Forgings Mexico has also commenced its operation, positioning it as a strategic hub to serve our international business in the region. As previously indicated to you all, we expect growth momentum to accelerate in the second half of next year, or rather to start in the next financial year. Our initiative, including diversification within the automotive sector and steady expansion into non-automotive segments such as oil and gas, railways, and farm equipment, position us well for balanced and sustained growth. To summarize it, growth drivers in the near and medium term will be the new products, new customers, new verticals being served, and new capacities. Now, let me share our financial performance highlights for the third quarter of financial year 24-25. Consolidated revenue for the quarter is stood at 1,073.78 crore, representing year-on-year growth of 8% in value terms and 13.9% in volume terms. Consolidated turnover for 9-month period is 3,086.89 crore versus 2,730 crores. That is a 13% growth on year-on-year basis. Due to increase in raw material prices, the realization for the 9-month period is lower by 3%. Otherwise, the revenue for this 9-month period may be have been higher by 3% in this period. EBITDA for the quarter is stood at 231.52 crore on consolidated basis versus 219.72 crore, an increase of 5.4% year-on-year. And EBITDA margin stood at 21.6%, which is moderated by almost 30 basis points from the previous quarter. And this is mainly due to the expenditure incurred by the company in its Mexico subsidiary, which has just started operations. So the expenditure, and that's almost a 5-fold expenditure on the Mexico. Otherwise, EBITDA could have been higher by 5-fold in this quarter. Consolidated EBITDA for 9-month period is 668 crore versus 607 crore in the year-on-year basis. That is a 10% increase on year-on-year basis. Profit after tax is 99.61 crore in Q3 FY25 compared to INR 86.86 crore. That is again a 14.7% increase year-on-year basis. Just one financial highlight, the company has also got a double A stable rating from CRISIL during the quarter and a long-term debt and A1 plus for the short-term debt. Our leverage remains comfortable with adequate headroom and to support our growth plan. With that, I conclude my remarks and would like to hand over to my colleague Miles, who will provide an update on our recent business win. Over to Miles.
Thank you, Laliji. We have secured orders during the quarter for 697 crores to be executed over a period of 4 years. This mainly come from the non-auto sector. That's from my side.
Thank you, Miles. So, Steve, you can now take it forward and open the house for the Q&A.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, and sir, congratulations for a good set of numbers in this tough environment. So my first question is with respect to slide 41, where we have shown almost 50% increase in installed capacity by end F25. I just wanted to understand, based on the current demand environment, plus the order, new business orders that you expect, when can we see the optimum utilization of this incremental capacity? And if you can throw more color in terms of granularity, how to, from this segment, how do you look at this utilization?
Yeah, our FY21 capacity addition, whatever is happening, basically it is in different from forging, casting, I think Lalit in his opening statement also has said that the capacity addition is across subsidiaries and parent in terms of RKFL, and we have assured businesses whatever order wins, new order wins we have had, and this capacity which has been put up has already been declared in different times in past quarters of 8,000 ton press, cold forging, which is now going to start in this month onwards. And similarly, addition of casting plant of 30,000 ton capacity, which has already been informed to stock exchange. We have order pipelines accordingly. New order wins, which have been announced, is basically catering to these capacities itself.
So my question was, so over 2 years, can we assume that utilization can happen? Because it will not happen at one go, right? Once you have the capacity, say, by March 25, it will take some time for you to stabilize and then ramp it up.
No, we are estimating this capacity to be up and running, and I think capacity utilization in staggered manner is going to be utilized. I think we are looking at almost getting to 80% plus utilization by last quarter of FY26.
So that basically means almost 30-35% kind of a potential volume growth in 27 That's how if the demand environment
we
supports.
We are looking at almost 15 to 20%, 15% to be precise. We are looking at all approximately 15% year-on-year growth for next 2 years.
Next 2 years. This is helpful. And the second question is on the profitability. Margins, but in general, the lead on per ton basis or per kg basis, is there scope to further increase our profitability? I'm not focusing on EBITDA margin as such, percentage-wise, but given the way the quality of product is improving for us, the traditional EBITDA per ton profit metric that we had.
I think in this quarter itself, our gross margins have been much better than the previous quarter. If you calculate and see, the gross margins has improved considerably. And going forward also, gross margins is going to continuously, is a continuous effort. Maybe it may not happen every quarter, but you will see significant expansion in margins, in gross margins in coming quarters and year.
Yeah. And the last question, if I can, or a suggestion, sir, now that our focus is on consolidated performance and the share of standalone is likely to keep on reducing in overall scheme of things. In the presentation, if you can figure out a way of giving a consolidated volume data, operational volume data, it would be helpful, sir. Because in all our discussion, we focus on consolidated performance. And our presentation is more about standalone volumetric data. So, and if possible, over a period of time, if you can just figure out how you can add the volume data of the subsidiaries or on concert basis, it would be helpful, sir.
Sure, we will try and do it.
Thank you very much and all the best.
The next question is from the line of Shaleen Kumar from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Dharishji, can we get a status on the April unit? Like, are they operational or what?
ACL business, I think from this quarter onwards, the current quarter as we speak, is going to start making profits. I think till last quarter, it was not making profits. We had incurred, I think, in last quarter about almost around 5 crore rupees losses. Was it? But most of our products in two-wheeler and as well as farm equipments have been approved as we approached end of December. And this quarter onwards, almost with RKFL own forging, this subsidiary is going to start performing and is supposed to do well. And we are expecting quarter on quarter at least a growth of almost 25 to 30% in terms of top line. And significant improvement in bottom line from this company.
So 25-30% growth in ACL unit or ACL growth?
Yes.
Sir, any sense of how much ACL has done?
ACL in last quarter, I think, did 16 crore rupees. This quarter, we are expecting in absolute terms to be as closer to 30 crore rupees, means around 20, anything between 27 to 30, we should be there. Next year, we are looking at a considerable growth because full year performance, we should be somewhere around in ACL around 200 crores plus.
This is both the plants we're talking about, or only one plant?
ACL, only one plant is there, ACL.
Manesar
is only one plant, ACL.
And the Jamshedpur unit, sir?
Jamshedpur does not have ACL plant.
New unit. I want to get the status of the new unit of Jamshedpur plant. What's the scene over there? Our plant number 8.
Plant number 8 is the casting plant which we are setting up. I think that is going to be up and running since April 25 onward. The capacity is going to go into production. And we have a strong order book of castings from there. And we are looking at almost by third quarter to reach 70% utilization from that capacity. And by last quarter, we should be doing almost to the tune of 85 to 90% utilization from this capacity.
And what kind of revenue are we looking at?
We are going to sell machined casting. So I think Lalit can tell you the average realization should be close to around 130, 135 rupees per metric ton in terms of casting. Lalit, if I am right, please.
Sir, it is a little more. It will be somewhere around 150 rupees.
150 rupees per metric ton is okay. going to be the, and that is what we are looking at from that capacity in next year.
Got it, sir. Got it. So, just, there is a bit fall in our export volumes sequentially. Is it largely because of the auto side, CV side?
No, sir. Shalin, every year if you see, because being a Christmas New Year month, there is a 15-day holiday. So, we get only 2.5 months of working. So, basically, that is, and that is a phenomenon every year. It starts from first quarter, second quarter, because we operate from April to March, they operate from January to December. So, end of December, 15 days, probably there is practically no offtake or dispatches. So, accordingly, we need to readjust our dispatches of inventories. And that's every year, if you see our exports, the strongest quarter for us is the current quarter which is going on. And the last quarter means December, third quarter for us is the leanest quarter.
Weakest quarter.
Yes.
Got it. So, last question. I have many more, but let me ask the last question and then I'll go back in the queue. So can we get a little bit more color on the new order book which you talked about, some 600 crore plus, which is non-auto. So in terms of which segment, which geography, any more sense on that?
It is morely, I think, Milesh, are you there?
Yeah. So when I stated that we have received this 697 crore order book during this quarter, 600 crores has come from the mining and earth moving segment. Around 54 crores have come from oil and gas segment, and around 43 crores have come from railway segment.
So this mining segment, is it domestic or export?
This is complete export.
Complete export. Okay. Just last bit, sir, before I go back in the queue. Sir, Trailer Excel, how much it has contributed to the run rate, etc.?
So, Salil, the Trailer Excel this quarter is about 28
crores. Almost 10 crores per month.
This quarter, 28 crores.
Okay.
And Trailer, Salil, to be more substantive on Trailer Excel, I think we are doing extremely well. And we are looking at almost doubling our sales from Taylor Axle in the coming financial year. I think this sector is doing extremely well. Our product launches have been extremely good. Product has been well accepted by the market. And in 9 months of sales, we have reached a quarterly sales of around 27, 28 crores. And we are looking at almost doubling the sales in the coming financial year on quarter-on-quarter basis. Yes, we are looking at almost doubling our sales next year from this sector.
Okay. This is very encouraging, sir. I'll go back in the future. I have a few more questions that other parties can ask. Thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kanchi Shah from MC Research. Please go ahead.
Hi. So is it possible that you can give us the breakup of revenue segment-wise, like how much was from the commercial vehicle, passenger vehicle, non-auto, etc.?
No, I think we have in our presentation given the details in auto, non-auto. We have given the entire breakup, like domestic auto, railways, mining, and miscellaneous. And in exports, we have given auto and oil and gas and others. So basically in auto, we are it is difficult for us to break up into PV, LV and all this sector.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vijay Pandey from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my questions. Sir, I have two questions. One was I wanted to check on what is your long-term view on the like exports, like what is your target, especially coming from the auto sector in the export segment. It has been slightly declining, and we know that auto sector in general outside India has been on declining trend. So just wanted to check, are you planning to move to increase share in other segments in the export?
While we continuous improve endeavor is to continuously improve in terms of all the segments, but I don't see a decline in terms of our exports to our in auto sector, and we continue to gain new orders, new segments within the auto sector, and continue our vision of growing our exports into automotive plus non-automotive. With the new automotive order wins, we are growing our business in export, but that does not mean that we are anyway our exports to automotive segments have declined. You can I think if you only see the month of quarter of third quarter, but I don't see that there is a decline in terms of our fourth quarter exports to auto segment. In 9 months we have done almost last year we did 37.4% in terms of our automotive export. This year we have done almost 37.8% automotive exports. So I think we are well on track with the growing top line. We are maintaining our percentage in terms of overall contribution in revenue.
Just to add here, we have done exports of 1172 crore for the 9 months versus 1070 crore for the previous year. So there is a growth of almost 9.5% in the current year in the exports revenue, and that is mainly consisting of exports auto only.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And sir, I just wanted to confirm about the pricing, the average realization. If you can just guide us how it looks like, how the realization will look in, like for the fourth quarter and for FY26. Is it going to be broadly in line, or do you expect to increase it?
No, I think right now it is very difficult to comment. Realization is directly linked to raw material pricing, and it will depend on how the raw material steel continues to perform. And if steel declines, I don't think there is going to be any decline. We are more concentrated on our conversion margin, and I think in terms of our conversion margin, we are keeping on increasing, and that's the reason our realization still remains intact. While there is a raw material decrease in last quarter, our realization has not been much impacted in terms of the overall drop in steel prices.
So you, in the case of the steel prices increases, we will be able to pass on the price increase.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhrumil Wani from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Hello, team. Dhaval Shah this side. Sir, great set of numbers. Congratulations. Only one question I have. If you can help us understand the cost-saving initiative which we had taken by onboarding a consultant. So how is that progressing, and is it getting, the benefits are getting lost in the other operational expenses which we are doing for our expansion plus Mexico and plus other subsidiary investment. So X of that, how are the, where is the cost saving benefit visible on the P&L? Hello?
So, Dhaval, see, the cost saving benefits are continuing, and the result will certainly will come in the P&L in the upcoming year as we exercise in the midst of the already at a quite advanced stage and in progress. So just wait for some time, then we will elaborate more on that. Huh?
Got it, sir. And just one more. This utilization about 80% by the fourth quarter of next year, you mentioned on the console level. Am I correct?
No, it is of the for the casting plant.
Of the casting plant, okay.
Yes, which we are just setting up the capacity.
Okay, and the expanded capacity, which is 392 at the including subsidiary, on that utilization, what you had commented?
392 includes casting facility. Sir, from two, right now, casting facility inclusive, it is 266,000 tons. And that is going to move to 392,000 tons. So individually, I think in terms of casting capacity, 62,000 tons, we are looking at almost 80%+ utilization in the coming year. And in forging, we are looking at almost 15% growth in the coming year from where we end this year.
On the forging side. Okay. So, currently, since the console volume is not mentioned, the existing forging is only 4,000, right, in the subsidiary under RKCSL?
Yes, correct. RKCSL, we have only 4,000 casting forging capability right now. 18,000 is under commissioning. So, this will also take 4 months.
Okay. So, there we have started the production out of this 4,000. How much did
we have? So, if you look at the precise number, I understand, double. I don't have the exact number. We have produced around 500 to 600 tons of forging in this quarter.
This quarter. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I'm done with the question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devrat Mota from Capital International. Please go ahead.
Hi, Nareji. Just one quick question. I wanted to understand, between Q2 and Q3, on a consolidated basis, EBITDA did not really grow a lot. Like, what's happening on a quarter-on-quarter basis? Like, why is it not growing?
No, EBITDA has grown, Devrat. I think if you see the overall expense side, there are few things which are not. If you see the raw material decrease, which has happened in this quarter, is basically close to around 3,000 rupees per metric ton in the domestic side, and in export close to around 4,500 rupees per metric ton, which has hit our inventory available with us, plus the warehouse and what was material in transit. So all this has been accounted for in this. And second is our other expenses, which have gone up by almost 13 crores, which includes the around 7 crores is on account of labor wages. Means the blue-collared labors, which are basically contractual labors, the minimum wages which has gone up in India. For that, and plus 6 crores for the expenses which we incurred for setting up our entire booth in Hanover Fair. So all these taken together, if you see, the overall impact has been close to around 2.5% of the EBITDA, which we could have got in case these expenses would not have been there.
So, Nareji, how much would be the impact from just this QOQ inventory impact on the consolidated basis? Just the inventory, not the Hanover and labor cost.
Inventory hit is close to, Lalit, what is the exact inventory quantum hit?
So it will be somewhere around, sir, 12 to 13 crore value terms.
Got it. And this is
close to around, if both take labor wages, Hanover and this taken together, is close to around 2% of the EBITDA, basically. That is what we feel. 2.5%.
So the labor wage is a recurring thing, right? That will happen.
That is not a recurring thing. Basically, what happens, there was a substantial VDA increase in this quarter because of election. It was not there for 6 months. Suddenly, in the month of October, the back effect was given, and from 1st October, it was increased. So entirely came in one quarter at one stroke.
Oh, so then this will not. So next quarter, for example, this will not recur. Is it?
This is the current quarter. It will not incur.
So this is a six crore one time because of whatever reason.
Yes, and the Hanover Fair also is the one time expense which happens only once in 3 years.
Got it. Okay, understood. So you think basically all of these three things put together is about 2% of EBITDA margin?
Yes, what we feel.
Understood. And in this, your forex loss that you have, you basically explained that steel is a pass-through, effectively a pass-through.
With a one-month lag, we have to pass on.
You pass it on. So on whatever inventory that you have, you take a write-down. But when you sell it, it's already sold at a particular. Can you explain the contract a little bit? Just exactly how it works.
No, basically, material which is in C and in my warehouse. Yeah. In like Europe or LLC, in RKFL LLC, the warehouse which we have in US, whatever inventory is sitting there, on the day we invoice, that is the day the rate is applicable, whether it is increase or decrease. So we need to take a hit in the inventory plus whatever material, like 2 months inventory for all the exports, as per in some case it is 30 days, some case it is 40 days. We need to maintain inventory in our plant to basically adjust to ramp up or ramp down. So that inventory also gets a beating on that.
Got it. But suppose, for example, if you buy steel at 100 rupees and you sell it at, I mean, the day the sale is made, steel is at 98 rupees, that 2 rupees inventory that is sitting in your books, you take a hit on it.
Yes.
But with the customer, so my question is really, eventually you get paid for this or you don't get paid for
it? No, I don't get, no, if there is a steel decrease, if in 100 rupees, if there is a 3 rupees steel decrease, then 3 rupees get, I get paid on 97 rupees, and if there is a 3 rupees increase, I get paid, whether I bought it at 100 rupees, I'll get at 103 rupees. Mm-hmm. So either side, if there is an increase, I get paid extra, and if there is a reduction, it will get deducted.
Understood. Okay, fine. And this is basically on whatever steel that you have, which is either lying in your godown or it's on the field.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So basically adjusting for this, your EBITDA should have been roughly, 20 crores higher. 22
crores higher, roughly.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viral Shah from Enam Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first, just want to check on the net debt number. What would that be at the end of the quarter?
So net debt number right now is 1244 at the end of quarter.
Okay, so it's flat largely on a quarter-on-quarter basis.
No, so it's up by almost 254 quarter-on-quarter.
This is a consolidated number, right?
I was talking about the extent. Control number is somewhere around 1500 crore.
Okay. So secondly, can you just throw some light on the working capital? How is it? I think in the previous quarter it was slightly elevated. So how are you seeing working capital coming along?
I think it is still elevated, Viral, because right now, because of the Red Sea issues, transits, whatever were delayed, still remains. I think this quarter we will see a fairly good reduction in the debtor days.
Okay. So where do you see this debt number by the end of the quarter?
Because I think it will be flattish.
It will remain flattish.
Yes. It is elevated because of the debtors, and I think by the year end it will again get to flattish. Financial year end.
No, when you mean flattish, it will remain at this level? Is that?
No. I think we are looking at close to around 1240 consolidated debt levels by the year end.
Okay. So second, just a clarification on the casting announcement that you made. So in one of the slides, you have said that your capacity by the year end will be 392,000, including casting capacity expansion from 33,600 to 62,400. Does this number include the 30,000 expansion also, or this does
not include? That, no, this includes the 30,000 tons capacity, which we are planning to put up.
So just mathematically, if I subtract 62,000...
There is a little adjustment there. It has to be 63,000 ton. Error, there is an error in printing. It has to be 63,600 and 62,400.
1,200 tons by mistake has got missed out.
Okay. Fine. Okay, yeah. This is all. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible.
Yeah. So my first question was, so I see that, last 3 quarters our gross margins increased substantially to 58-57%. So can you, what are the major attributes for this increase in gross margin compared to our earlier years?
No, basically the addition of new portfolios which are coming in, like trailer axle, suspension, and all these items which we have started and majorly moving into large assemblies is helping us to improve our gross margins.
So going ahead, we see further improvement, or like what kind of sustainable EBITDA margins we can do?
I think it is not going to be every quarter to be precise, but yes, for the full year, next year we are looking at substantial improvement.
In our EBITDA margins?
In our gross margins.
And so any particular reason depreciation is a bit lower than last quarter, the quarter 3 FY24 versus 25?
Lalit?
On the EBITDA margin?
No, depreciation.
Absolute depreciation.
Absolute depreciation, there was a correction last year, if you look at. The last year we did the adjustment in the machining life, machined asset life, so we have increased the useful life. That was done in March 24 numbers. So that's why it is quarter on quarter. It is, if you look at year on year, it looks decreasing. Huh? Otherwise, quarter on quarter, it is increasing. So it has gone down from the March 24 quarter. Hmm.
Oh, so the current level is a sustainable quarterly run rate?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for this opportunity. I first of all wanted to inquire about the current estimated go live dates of the various plants. So we have the 25,000 cold forging line and the 14,250 that I'm guessing we are saying should come up this quarter. Is that right?
It is going to come up in this month itself. We have already submitted our samples and already we have started manufacturing samples. Once we start serial production, which probably I think is going to be in this month itself, we are looking at almost by last week of this month to go live in cold forging.
As well as the 14,250?
14,250 means?
Upsetter is also under commissioning. Upsetter capacity of 14,250 is also under commissioning. This will also commence within this quarter.
This quarter, understood. And can you give similar go lives for the 40,000 hot forging aluminium? The 18,000.
I think the 8,000 ton press and aluminium forging both are going to go live by July of coming year. In this current year by July.
July 25. And for the subsidiaries, we have a 18,000 forging capacity and a 28,000 casting.
18,000 ton forging is going to go live in this quarter itself, by the end of this quarter, in the subsidiary. And in casting, it is going to go live by April 25, almost about 80% of the capacity, and balance is going to go live by July of 25. So the capacity expansion of from 266,750 to 392,000 plus, almost by July we are going to be done with all these things, and the entire capacity is going to be in place.
Understood. And the old expansion in the subsidiary of 28,800 is now what we are, is the same thing that we are now are saying is a 30,000 capacity increase.
Ensuring.
Okay. Yes. Understood. And just one, and on the same thing, like on the 25,000 cold forging, I think from about a year ago, we have been saying that we are fully booked in advance in terms of orders for this capacity. And in spite of that, we have delayed this plant by almost a year.
I think we have not delayed the plant. It is basically because of the Red Sea issue. First of all, the plant came in 3 months delayed. And because of the kind of automation and complexity it is to establish the plant, the equipment manufacturer took almost 6 months time. And now, since December, we are already making samples and other things. We are going to go live we're confidently telling you by the month end, January end, we are going to start serial production. And any new project or any new technology which we bring in sometimes have their own complications. And that's the reason it takes more than estimated time. And that is what has happened over here.
Understood, sir. And just one last question from my side. Because of the current uncertainties around trade regulations, particularly for the US, any thought work that we might have ongoing for our Mexico plant? And earlier as well, we had mentioned that we might invest more over there from a CapEx point of view. Just wanted to hear what your thoughts are around the same.
No, I think our Mexico operations are going as per plan. I think it's slightly delayed, but it is on track. And we are expecting that to go full on in the coming year. And we have already received almost a $5 million new order of conversion over there in our Mexico operations. So we are looking at this as an exciting opportunity in Mexico. But regarding this trade issues, which after the regime change, we are hearing a lot of things. But I think whatever we are manufacturing in Mexico will be sold by us within Mexico. And I don't know what my customers ultimately are going to do with the product, how they are going to take it to US or what they are going to do. So I am not much of concerned with that. So I would not like to comment also in that.
Makes sense. And just on the same line, like a lot of our growth over the last few years has been export based. And so like on similar line, do you foresee, like, what's your thought process on, you know, risks or challenges that, you know, might come from these?
No, I think not only in exports. We have grown both domestically and both in exports. And I think in the opening statement of Lalit as well as my statement in the presentation, we have very well highlighted our next level of growth from PV and two-wheelers in the domestic segment, and the farm equipments are going to be one of the biggest catalysts for growth in the coming few quarters and as well as coming couple of years. So, and as well as the non-auto segment, new order wins which has happened in North America to the tune of close to around 600 crores. So obviously all these things taken together, we are very confident of our performance both in export and the domestic segment.
Makes sense. Thank you so much for your time. This is very helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manav Shah from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just one question. Can you share the order wins for the quarter and the breakdown of it?
I think it is already there in our presentation.
Okay.
And I think Milesh has also in his opening statement. Milesh, can you again elaborate it?
So in this quarter, 697 order book has been received to be executed over a period of 4 years, in which I specified 600 crores came for an export order for mining and earth moving industry, 54 crores came from oil and gas, and from railways we got a 43 crore order book.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from White Pine Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity again. Lalitji, just one question on this INR depreciation. If you can help us understand, how does it help us? Because there is a reasonable depreciation of late. So we must be doing some forward contracts. So when does the benefit start flowing in P&L?
So, Chirag, you are talking about the foreign exchange gain, basically.
Yes.
So certainly it is helping us, and see, we have a policy of hedging the exports also. So we have a policy of hedging our 50 to 60% exports, but simultaneously we have the import, we have the packing credit also that offsets also some of our gains. So we are consistently gaining on the dollar, but you know the currency is very volatile, but we are keeping us quite on the edge and monitoring it. And for the 9 months we have gained 20 crore and absolute terms in the currency, negating all the import factor also. The net gain for the 9 month period is about 20 crore on the currency side. And we hope to continue with the currency gains every quarter.
So, sir, in a very simple way, if the recent INR depreciation in last whatever 1 month, the benefit of that will be visible 6 months down the line, right?
That will be visible, but Chirag, that will be somewhat offsetted with the import obligations we have.
Chirag also... Chirag, also this is basically entire currency gain is not with us. We, every quarter our price is reset also with the currency adjustment plus minus 5%. So entire is not coming to our kitty. So our exports become more competitive for our customer and imports for them is more competitive. And the currency, basically, if you see the devaluation which has happened globally for all currencies.
Yes.
So to basically compete with our customer, we cannot expect the entire currency gain to come to our balance sheet. Otherwise, we will not be able to get new businesses from our customer looking into the competition which we have globally.
No, sir, this is a good strategy, a perfect strategy. And sir, one last clarification. Recently, there was an announcement of creation of SPV for a railway wheel. So is it the same continuation to the earlier JV that we had, or this is something over and above that?
It is in continuation to the JV we have. basically the railway wheel contract has been assigned to the SPV, and now the SPV has taken up the manufacturing of the wheels.
So the SPV means JV, right? The JV that
yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vidham Mehta from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, can you help us with the Q3 revenue for subsidiaries, that is Multitech and JMT?
Certainly, Vidham. So, see, 952 is the revenue for the company. And if you look at the JMT, JMT revenue was somewhere around 42 crore, and ACIL is 16, and Multitech is somewhere around 100 odd crore. So that's the revenue, but there is an elimination also within the, because of the interrelated party. So that's why it is around 1073 on the console number.
Okay. Okay. Sir, you alluded to the fact that in your opening remarks that, you know, the CV demand is, you know, relatively moderated or muted, and you expect the recovery from H2. So just wanted to understand, is it H2 of FY26 or H2 probably of CY25?
No, I think to be precise, we are already seeing elevated demand from this quarter in the commercial vehicle. And what Lalit wanted to basically more elaborate, that we are expecting the calendar year, means second half of this calendar year, to be precisely very robust, seeing all the election other things being over and budget also over. So we feel that the post the budget allocation and everything, the demand is going to be extremely elevated in the commercial vehicle sector.
So what kind of growth do we envisage?
No, in terms of RKFL, we are looking at almost 15% year-on-year volume growth in the coming year also. And if you see the precisely overall in the consolidated level, we have always, in the volume terms, we have almost had 13% growth, and we still feel that in this quarter, post closure of this quarter, we should be almost 15% plus, which we had envisaged when we started the year. So we will be 15% plus in terms of our volume growth, and next year also we are looking at 15% plus growth year on year.
So on the consolidated basis, I agree, but I guess this year we are consolidating some of the subsidiaries, and that is why the volume looks higher.
No, I think in subsidiaries, if you see in the subsidiaries, I think ACIL does not have forgings. GMT has minuscule forging right now, like Lalita said, only 500 tons of forging. In Multitech casting, we have done extremely well. We have increased our casting. If you see the overall in full year result, we have been able to achieve in 9 months, almost in 9 months. So we have been able to ramp up everywhere.
Sir, what I was referring is, I guess, when we were, you know, guiding for 15 to 20% volume growth, it was more to do with the standalone volumes, which we were referring to. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And for the 9 month, roughly, you know, we have grown by 7% on the volume front.
No, in our case, on a standalone basis, I think we have grown almost by 8.5%, Lalit.
Yeah, around 8%, only
8%. Only 8% in terms of RKFL on a standalone basis. And this is mainly due to, I think, our cold forging getting delayed, and as well as slight subdued demand in the domestic market. If cold forging would have started, I think, which we had guided to start in month of September, we would have added almost 6,000 tons volume in the last third quarter. So cold forging, which has not started, has eliminated almost 6,000 tons of forging from there, from a capacity of 24,000 tons which we are setting up.
And with them being the fourth quarter, we see a significant uptick in terms of RKFL standalone, because cold forging is getting started and volume will be more. So we will be certainly getting a much better uptick.
And the trailer XL revenue, you said 28 crores will be for Q3, and that will be part of standalone, correct?
Yes, part of standalone.
So if I adjust that, probably the growth looks very subdued.
No, but
last year in Q3, trailer XL was not a part of our business, right?
Mm-hmm. Lalit?
Yeah, can you repeat the question? I missed the question, please.
The trailer XL revenue is 28 crores for Q3.
Yes.
That is a part of standalone business.
Correct.
If I adjust that, the growth for the standalone looks, flattish. Because, last year Trailer XL was not a part of our business.
But to be precise, I think Trailer XL also requires forging. So forging capacity se hi hoga. So forging capacity is your utilization hoga. From there only the forgings are going to come.
So the Trailer XL capacity tonnage also is added also in our tonnage also. And if you look at the current quarter tonnage also, so domestic volume is 30,000 tons in the quarter. Then the 27,000 tons the previous quarter and 28,000 tons for the quarter. So you can see the increase in tonnage that includes the Trailer XL also. And that is part of domestic sales, previous quarter also, this quarter also. So what we see the 570 crore of sales over 537, that includes in both the quarter Trailer XL.
Capex number for 25 would be 650 odd crores, which last time you had guided, or will it change because of this new capacity expansion plan?
Little bit due to that expenditure, and that will be added on the casting plant. Otherwise, that will be near to that.
And for 26, how much should we assume?
So give us some time. We will update on the next con call for the 26, huh? Because a lot of things are happening. We will give you a correct update on that for 26.
But I think Vidham, next year with almost all the projects getting whatever we are adding is going to get completed by July. We don't see significant capex happening in next year.
Okay.
There is going to be, I think, this whatever capacities we are putting in is going to be for next 2 years more than enough. Any capacity addition which is going to significantly happen is going to happen only in FY 27. So FY 26, we don't see any significant except these projects which are up and running and to get completed by July this year.
Sir, lastly, can you share the cumulative order book which you have in your books right now, which is to be executed over the next 3-4 year period? What would be that number?
English.
So for this quarter, we have already communicated as to what is the order win which we have, but I think he's trying to ask for a holistic view, right?
Holistic, what I think in last two quarters, what we have got, he is asking for the total order book.
Yeah, so in last quarter, if you see, we had communicated, we got a 1522 crore order book for to be executed over a period of 4 years, in which basically a good chunk of around 1475 crores came from North America and around 47 crore business from India. And in this quarter, we have got 697, in which around 600 crores is against for exports market for mining and earth moving industry, and 54 crore from oil and gas, and 43 crore from railways. So I think you can add upon 1522 plus 697 is what we have been able to get the order book.
These are the new businesses.
For the new business.
Yes, sir. In addition to that, in Q1 also we got, orders worth 1679.
Yeah, so 1679 for the Q1. All together, this 3900 crore for the 9 month year. Sorry.
Yeah, so I was just referring to the overall order book which you have right now in your books.
I think order book basic.
4 or 6 quarters, adding up all those 4-6 quarters.
We don't maintain this way, Ram. I think we basically go, because once this basically are annual projections which we get from the customer. And then only for the railway we have a firm order book, and rest of the order books move into a 6 month scheduling system.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and all the very best for the future.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We hope that we have been able to answer and address all your queries. For any further clarification or information, kindly get back to us or touch our investor relations advisors. Thank you very much for sparing your time and joining us on the call. Thank you and have a good weekend.
On behalf of Nuvama Wealth Management, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.